Brando, I finna slam dunk. Get big on you fake pumps. That pump ain't no fake pump. Bitch fell for the pump fake. Got him talking like first take. Get it right on the first take. Hit the hole in the first.
I didn't know that like people like picked on you for wearing glasses until I started wearing them. But when I first started wearing glasses, everything was cool, bro. Nobody said nothing. Then, of course, here come blue lame ass.
You wear glasses.
I always slick thought glasses was cool.
I didn't think nothing of them. I just didn't want to wear them.
I thought like smart people wear glasses. But yeah, I thought glasses was always cool. And it's like a little added extra, you know, swag to your setup.
The only thing I don't like about wearing glasses is like the ones I got on now. I think I've had these for like 3-4 years, and the screws get loose, and then they start getting dirt and like grit in places where you can't clean. Yeah. I don't like that, bro.
I just get new ones.
I'm getting LASIK, though.
You going to get LASIK?
Yeah.
You know if they fuck that shit up, sometimes that shit can really fuck your eyes up.
It's a risk I'm willing to take. Things are risk I'm willing to take.
I've been feeling lately, you giving me like, you want to be a fine nigga vibes again.
Nah, it's not even about that, bro. It's wearing glasses is inconvenient as fuck. Like, the biggest thing I hate about wearing glasses is I'm the type where I sleep fast. So if I'm tired, I come to the crib, I put my glasses on the bed, pass out, wake up, can't find them bitches. I know exactly where they at, and it's hard to get them.
Where?
Up under the bed.
Oh, they fell off the bed.
In the middle of the bed. I got to go get a broom, try to sweep them out. Bro, I'm tired of that, bro. But, bro, I'm not on the getting LASIK like BBL. Like, somebody just sent me this girl from this reality show, just got another BBL. She got, like, her third operation. And I was just like, bro, that's scary, bro.
Like, I didn't know you could get multiples because, like, I was...
Women get multiples.
I was watching an interview with, like, the Bobby Althoff girl and Ari.
Uh-huh.
You know, Moneybagg Yo, goddamn bitch. But
she kind of fine. When she posted that ceiling challenge, she kind of fine.
She thick as a motherfucker. I say that to you. But that bitch said she had her titties done like 4 times.
Yeah, I know.
I thought you only got it done once and that was it.
I know girls who've had multiple procedures and still look like shit. Like they went and got a BBL, had another baby, went and got a mommy makeover. I think a mommy makeover is when they get the titties lifted up.
They get everything.
They snatched. Get the lipo, and I think they also get the BBL. So they get all that. She got that, got pregnant again, and went and got another round. And now she just blocked the fuck up.
Yeah, because it just be weird because, like...
Fat with the big booty is crazy, too.
Yeah, you be... Yeah, that shit is insane.
But that's goddamn, a crazy body build.
Bro, you know what's crazy, bro? I've been so unattracted to BBLs lately that I haven't even, like... Like I told you, I've been like watching like natural porn, like with natural bodies and shit, like African bitches. Like
I know this ain't your body type, but a lot of people listening gonna agree with me. I like a bitch with a little gut and a lot of butt.
I'm not saying that's not my body type. Like I would talk to a girl like that, but
That's my type though.
My ideal one is like nice, kind of athletically built with a nice ass.
Yeah, see, the athletic build thing, I don't...
Not swole, because niggas be thinking when I say athletic, I mean swole. I mean, like, nah, like, she like she could do a push-up or two in a pull-up, and, like, her stomach is flat enough.
See, I don't like back muscles.
I just need a bitch that look like she gonna live till she about 70.
No back muscles, though. I can't stand back muscles.
Yeah, back muscles is kind of crazy for a girl. That means you've been putting in that motherfucking work.
Yeah, your back can't look like my back. It's too awkward for me. Especially, like, if you got back muscles and the dreads. That's not the move, bro. Might get
mistaken for a nigga, for real.
That's not the move. Bro, speaking of women, bro. And this is another episode of Sit Down with Slim. Like I told y'all, we back, bro. We all the way back, locked in, putting out this content. Bro. This past weekend, I just had to shoot a performance in a strip club, and I noticed something that I've been noticed, bro.
What's that?
Women have horrible strip club etiquette.
Why is that?
Women don't even know the rules of strip club. Like, they don't know. Like, okay, when you go to a strip club, right, it's certain rules. And it's funny because my family from up north, well, not up north, let's say from the East Coast, came here before and went to the strip club, and it was just a maze. This was a long time ago. they was amazed. They was like, bro, they get butt ass naked in there. Mm. And I was like, yeah, our strip clubs in the South is different. I know it's the Bible Belt, but they different. They get butt naked, and if you give them a couple dollars, you can touch them.
Yeah.
And they cool with you touching them. Security don't even say nothing. So this is proper strip club etiquette. A woman comes up to you. She don't really say nothing to you. She just stand around you and look at you type shit. You ask her for a dance. She gives you the dance for $25. You have a couple ones in your pocket. You throw like $20. She takes her top off. Mm-hmm. You throw like 20 more. She takes her G-string off. Mm-hmm. You throw 20 more. Now she's dancing on your crotch. And you can touch her. That's proper strip club etiquette. You give a woman about $60, you can touch her. Proper strip club etiquette. She does her thing. She dances on you. Every time you give her money, that's another song she'll dance on you. Proper strip club etiquette. Let me tell you what women do. Women go to the club. Blasted.
Yeah.
They be drunk, having the time of their life. Acting like it's their first time seeing some coochie. Like they don't see that shit every single day.
Yeah, that is true.
The stripper starts dancing. They smacking ass. Mm. They rubbing on her coochie. They going crazy. Bro, I seen an older lady in there. The stripper was on the stage on all fours. And the lady was motorboating her booty.
But the crazy part, though, bro, is I think women are okay with women being like that.
I think so, too. But if a nigga do it, and I seen a video online today of a lady licking a stripper's butt. Mm-hmm. Bro, a nigga do that, security is beating him to death and kicking him out.
Yeah, for real. But, you know, that's the double standard shit we always talk about, bro. It's double standards for shit like that. I'm okay with it. You know what I'm saying? They stripping anyways.
Might as well. I mean, that's why I don't care about it. But yeah, still at the same time.
Somebody like, goddamn bury their goddamn nose in your ass cheeks.
Women. If y'all listening to this pod,
y'all should tip if y'all gonna do crazy shit like that.
Oh, but they do though. Women actually tip pretty good. A woman told me talking about, oh, strippers be okay with women touch them in strip clubs because women give more money in strip clubs. Hmm. Ladies, and we gonna get to that later because we gonna talk about some WNBA shit. Ladies, I don't know where y'all came up with this assumption that y'all the only ones in this country that got money, but y'all are 100% wrong. Hmm. I don't know where y'all get this shit from.
I would pretty much assume that the strip club industry thrives off the pockets of men.
Yeah. So I don't know why. You know like, what I'm saying? When a woman told me that, talking about, oh, well, women pay more. Don't get me wrong. When they say terms like women are the number one consumers, they just mean y'all spend more. Yeah. They don't mean y'all have more money. Y'all just spend more money on stupid shit like electric trash cans and fucking vacuum cleaners, vacuum robots that just ride around the house not vacuuming shit.
Literally, when you watch commercials, most of them are marketed towards a female audience just because women are that big consumer market. Men, if we like something, we gonna buy it. If we don't, we not. We pretty much got our mind up made up anyways.
Yeah.
If I see something I like, I'm going to get it. If I don't, I don't even think about it. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not going to get it, I don't even think about it. You're not going to convince me through a commercial. Now, a girl.
Y'all see some dumb shit like
be like, ooh, I could use that.
Electric book page turner.
Anything. Anything, bro.
I'm copping that electric book page turner. Like, bro, you can't just turn the page yourself?
Like, when you go in my pantry at my house, like, my girl has, like, things, like, organizers for the food.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you don't just throw that box of ramen noodles in the damn...
Yeah.
And just, you know how we is as men.
It'd be weird shit like that.
Yeah, like, it the pantry is for storage. Now, why are you buying more storage to store inside of the storage? You know what I'm saying? Like, everything labeled and weird. Like, I'm like, bro, you just be bored. Uh-huh. That's just boredom.
Yeah, women, horrible strip club etiquette, though. But we got a lot of topics to get to today. I just had to start with that because y'all really be wild and motorboating booties. And, hey, man, you don't know what them strippers do, too. So y'all need to chill the fuck out.
She could have just got her back blown out
yeah.
by some nasty stank nigga.
Y'all be wild.
Yeah, bro.
But it's going to be a sports pod, though, because all the topics I got today is actually revolved around sports. The first one I want to talk about is homie that got caught gambling.
Yeah, what did he do? I heard he got banned for life.
He got banned for life, bro.
I don't know exactly. What was he, prize pick betting or some shit? What was he doing?
Let me pull it up. What was bro's name? Who brother was it?
I forgot the dude's name. He wasn't like a big player or anything.
He played for the Raptors. Yeah. He was... his last name. Oh, yeah, yeah, Michael Porter. Michael Porter Jr.'s little brother. His name is Jontay Porter.
Oh, that was his brother. Damn.
Yeah, that was Michael Porter Jr.'s little brother, dog. Let's pull up what happened with him. In the latest gambling scandal. Basketball Hall of Fame from... I'm not reading this whole article. I'm just going to tell you what happened, bro. So basically what happened was, and they had videos of this shit. Mm. Bro was betting. I think they said he made like a little over $4 million in the NBA. And all he made from betting was like $20,000. Which, you know, I gamble, bro. That is not a lot of money.
Nah. Not for an NBA player. Like.
Nah. But.
For me.
They also went deep into the investigation and seen that he was betting his unders. So they had videos of games where he betted on his under. Mm-hmm. And this nigga would be under. This nigga would be at the three-point line trying to miss that bitch. And it went in. And it, fuck.
That's hilarious.
Bro, are like some crazy. Like they had a crazy clip of like at the end of the game, like this nigga like got a turnover or some shit. And I think he probably betted like the under on his turnovers. Mm-hmm. And he had to hold the ball at the end of the game type shit. Mm-hmm. And get the shot clock violation. And you could just tell the nigga was just so mad, like, man, fuck.
Now I got two questions for you.
Uh-huh.
On this type of subject. One, do you think legalizing gambling has overall affected America negatively or positively? Because we didn't used to be able to gamble like this back in the day. This is crazy. Like,
so it depends what you're asking me. Are you asking me business-wise or are you asking me psychologically for people?
Both, but like more so not. I'm not too much where I know it's profitable business wise, but like I'm really more so asking, like, do you think this is going to turn out to be a net positive 20 years down the road for people?
Well, first off, I think gambling is extremely fun and extremely addictive. Mm-hmm. So it just depends how people go about this now, because now gambling used to be some underground shit that nobody really knew about. That's what I'm saying. And you had to go through extreme measures to do it. Now that it's right there in your face and it's at your fingertips.
Yeah, it's just apps.
It being at your fingertips is the scary part. And what a lot of people don't know is all these gambling sites are against you. They're not built for you to win. Yeah. They're against you. They're built to make money, and it's AI generated. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that, bro. Gambling apps are AI generated. That's why you're able to go on there in the middle of the fourth quarter and bet on. I seen a crazy ass ticket. Somebody bet on that there will be three more dunks in the rest of the game. Mm-hmm. And he bet $150 and won like $20,000. Mm-hmm. Three dunks for the rest of the game. The odds are against you. Mm-hmm. Basically, because that's why there's the positives and the negatives.
Yeah.
The harder the bet, the more the profit would be. Mm-hmm. So as far as how it's affecting people right now, dog, I think it's negatively affecting some people, bro. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Some people just dumb as a motherfucker.
Not everybody can handle that.
Yeah,
you know
some
what
people
I mean?
Don't manage money well at all. And when it comes to gambling, they call it in the gambling community managing your bankroll. That's what they call it. Mm-hmm. So basically they say you should put up, when you win, you should take off 90% and keep 10% and bet with that and build back up.
Yeah.
That's what they say. Mm-hmm. Bro, I got a friend, bro. I got a friend, though. I'm not going to say his name. But this fat ass nigga is a fucking loser, bro. He is a loser. This nigga been betting on everything.
Yeah.
And I think he's won like one or two bets.
I don't bet because I'm a fucking loser too.
Nah, you ain't.
I'm not good at it.
Bro, you're not a loser like this nigga.
Yeah.
This nigga, on Saturday, bro, this nigga put some money on the app, put in five bets, lost all five of them, and said, fuck it. Man, I'm going to just put $200 on Haney. And just
fuck!
And just win my money back.
Fuck.
Bro, so he lost $200, bet no NBA games, and said, fuck it, I'll just get it back off Haney. Haney guaranteed to win. Bro, I called him in the morning and was like, hey, bro, you all right? That nigga said, no.
Bro, because that's something too, bro. You can't go back to your girl and she like, where that $400 that was sitting in the check in the other day? You know, we need groceries and diapers and shit.
And like, you ain't buy no PlayStation. You can't take it back to the stove.
You ain't got nothing to show for it.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, that shit's sad.
But yeah, he's a horrible gambler too. And he puts in stupid ass bets. And he don't even like, see, us normal gamblers, like, something like Prize Picks, right? Let me explain to y'all about Prize Picks, because a lot of people don't know the difference between this two. Gambling is not legal in Georgia yet. The reason why we have apps like Prize Picks and Underdogs and apps like that is because they're not technically gambling apps. I know it's a gambling app for the stupid people. Like Blue tried to argue me down one night. It's bruh, still gambling. I know, bruh, but it's not technically a gambling app. It's more so of a fantasy app. You just pick a player and pick his over and under based on the line, and you make a lineup, which makes it a fantasy app because you make a lineup based off some fantasy shit, right? The odds of you hitting that slip is like slim to none. So you're not about to put $500 on a six man. The odds are extremely against you. Most people bet, like, you know, moderately, like $10, $20 on a six man and just try their luck. That's why Prize Picks has Flex Fridays, where you can bet $20 on a flex play, and if you lose, they give you your money back. Because most people don't bet that much on these type of things, right? Yeah. Now, real gambling apps, you can bet everything. You can bet the money line. You can bet straight up. You can bet first basket scored. You can bet pretty much anything you can think of on a real gambling app. And that's why they're not legal in these states, because these states are still trying to see how it's going to affect other states that has already approved it before they approve it.
Yeah.
But my homeboy, Fat Cam.
You just gonna throw it out there?
Yeah, I'm just gonna go ahead and tell y'all, Fat Cam is a horrible gambler, bro. He's the reason why we have to reconsider the gambling thing. I'm a gambler, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you. I love that shit, but I have never bet in my rent money, bro. I've never lost that much money in one sitting before, ever, on anything I've ever done gambling. So I don't see how bro can just sit there. That's just insane. Like, if I put $100 on the app, bro, the worst thing that's going to happen is I'm going to break even. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. A couple times I done put $50, $75 on the app and lost it all. Like, the last time that happened to me was last time I went to Texas. And I couldn't do nothing but laugh. Bro, it was Taco Tuesday on Prize Picks. I put $75 on there. The one of the tacos was Brandon Ingram. And he only scored like maybe 8-9 points. His line was at like 14 and a half. So that didn't go through. I lost that. Then I think I bet on like Jokic to get some rebounds or something. And I just knew that was a lock pick because it was a lower projected pick. So I was just trying to double up on some shit. That didn't come through. Bro, I remember being on the airplane, looking at the app before I got on there, and was like, all right, I'm going to at least win my money back. Yeah. Getting on the plane, getting off, opening the app. And it said $0. I had a $0 balance. I said, oh, this can't be right. I got to refresh this. Refreshed it. I didn't win shit.
Yeah.
And I just laughed. I was walking through the airport like, damn, that sucks. Mm-hmm. But I didn't trip, you know, put like $25 on the app again the next day. Won like $100, $125. Was happy, right? So I can't imagine why Fat Cam would lose $200. Trying to get his $200 back. And that lose shit, that too.
That shit probably just really addicting, bro. That's why I had downloaded Prize Picks at one point, and I was like, King, do you really want to get into this though, bro?
Yeah.
Like, you know how slow you is. You're addicted to anything that you start doing. So why would you do that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was like, man, let me delete this shit, man. I ain't doing that shit. But goddamn, my second question though for you was, it's a two-part question. Do you think anybody else in the league is doing it?
Well,
and number two, if it was LeBron, would they have banned him from the league for life?
Bruh, the NBA has a zero tolerance policy when it comes to gambling. If LeBron did it, not only do I think they would ban him for life, bro, it would have been one of the biggest headlines of all times, bro. Yes, bro, you got to. Bro, you got to ban a player for doing something like that because it messes the game up.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Like, bro.
But your biggest player.
But, see, basketball, though, and I always think about this, basketball is way too hard to be trying
to cheat
that. Like, bro, you aren't Pete Rose, bro. Unless
you're
betting
on your unders, like, you can cheat it that way. You can bet, like.
You still can't cheat that way.
But it's still like, bro, it's like.
It's obvious, bro.
But if it's like such and such is supposed to have, oh, such and such might have 4 turnovers tonight. You can turn that bitch over 4 times. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can hit your numbers.
How do you make it not look obvious? Because you can't just like be dishing the ball out of bounds. What you gonna like do an offensive foul here?
It would be hard. You gotta
dish it out of bounds here. Yeah, step out of bounds the next play.
You can do it though.
I think it's too hard, bro. Like it'll just be too obvious. Like, okay, LeBron, you use LeBron as an example, right? LeBron comes to the game. He averages at least, 14 to 20 shots a game, right? Mm-hmm. And this nigga just start coming to the game shooting 6 times. Mm-hmm. Bro, that looks crazy. That looks crazy. Like,
you can
it's
still
just no
play
way
it,
to fake
like
it.
Like, I was trying to get my team involved. Like,
now, see, baseball is different. See, you could do it in baseball because baseball is more of an individual team sport. Mm-hmm. You go out to bat, you're by yourself. So, okay, you go to the plate, you have 4 plate appearances, and you get walked the first time, you strike out the next time, and you hit a pop fly to left the third time, you hit a pop fly to center the fourth time. It's just a down game, happens all the time. Mm-hmm. You can get away with that. You know what I'm saying? You have a great game the next game, then the next game you have a down game. It doesn't look obvious. Now, point shaving is another thing. Like, bro, on some Pete Rose shit.
I think there are other players doing it, because I know he ain't the first one. But
you know your boy Calvin Ridley got caught doing it. The NFL player.
Really?
Yeah, bro, that's what happened. That's why the Falcons dropped him. That's how he got to Jacksonville.
Wow.
Bro, he got caught sports
betting.
And I think
we lost him, didn't we? We ain't got him no more, I'm pretty sure.
I forgot where he went to.
Yeah, he went somewhere else.
Yeah. But, bro, he said he was at the house bored. When he was, you know, going through his mental issues, he said, and was taking a break. Mm-hmm. So he downloaded the app and was just betting on the app.
Man.
Somebody in baseball recently got caught with it, too. That's not a player. It was old boy's manager. What's the guy name from Asia? I think he plays for the Angels now. He used to play for the Dodgers.
The Asian dude?
Yeah.
I know you're talking to him. He's like a bigger player. But
yeah, his manager, and they came out with the numbers with how much he was betting, and all the only comment he had was, yeah, I really suck at that, huh?
The thing I don't get is, like, how did they investigate this? They just went on his app?
Well, you know, you have to verify your identity when you create gambling apps. I mean, gambling accounts. You have to, like, you know, put your name in and you know, do all this extra shit.
That's crazy.
Some of them you even have to send in an ID.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. These gambling apps, man. I don't know, bro. I'm not getting involved because I know how addictive my personality is. That's just not my type. That's not my bag. I already goddamn drank too damn much. So I know if I start drinking and I'm on the apps, it's over with, bro.
You wake up in the morning like, damn.
My shit gonna be empty. My bank account gonna be fucking empty. Bro, my family gonna be fucked if I get on the business. That's why I was like, nah, I can't do that.
See, I got a limit, bro. And I manage my bankroll when I win. Mm-hmm. I also manage when I lose. So that's where I'm at with it. But Jonte Porter, he, idiot. Idiot, bro. Yeah. If I'm in a league, bro, any league, I'm not gambling. Yeah, like, no. I make too much money, bro.
You already pretty much won the lottery being in the league.
And, bro, sports.
Being in the league.
I ain't gonna lie. Sports betting is fun, bro. But, bro, you can use it. Bro, when y'all play New Orleans, you can just go to the casino and shoot some craps or play some blackjack or, you know, do some shit like that. You ain't got to bet on sports, bro.
Now, why would you bet on sports? Now look at you, bro. You a 6'10" foot nigga for nothing.
And I heard he can't go play overseas neither. When you get banned from the NBA, you can't go play nowhere else.
And you just lost your career over some guy. You probably ain't even put no big bets in either.
He didn't.
It was probably some bullshit.
Yeah, if you're going to do some shit like that, bro, you better go all in.
Yeah. You better win at least $20
million. I'm betting $100,000 on my under.
Yeah, for real.
And I'm gonna make sure the odds is crazy. Yeah, like, bro, I'm gonna have a fucking. I'm gonna start averaging 20 points and bet the house on my under the next game. That's the only way I'm gonna be able to do it, dog. That's the only way it's gonna make sense. Besides that, you just look stupid. Yeah. And I bet he was betting on dumbass shit too. Like he was going against LeBron that night, and he betting the under on LeBron, and he playing defense on him the whole time, and LeBron cooking him.
Yeah. stupid shit.
Now you look stupid as fuck. You just bet the underarm, bro.
They banned that in the UFC too. Like, fighters can't bet no more.
Why?
At a certain point, because fighters were, they found out certain fighters were like, people were figuring out certain things about certain fighters, like injury wise. Because, you know, in UFC, every fighter is going into a fight with some sort of injury.
Mm-hmm.
But like people got wind of one time somebody goddamn had an injury, and they knew that fighter was gonna like either pull out of the fight or lose the fight, and so many people bet on that shit, and yeah, it ended up fucking everything up, and that's why Dana White and all his crew said no more fighters betting on fighting ever. So even if you betting on yourself and you go in there and win, this is illegal. You can't do it.
I don't blame him at all, bro, because you have to control your sport, bro, especially a sport like that. It definitely has to be controlled, and yeah, you don't want to risk somebody taking a dive, bro, or somebody getting involved in a mafia and coming up with a big ass scheme like they used to do in boxing. That type of shit has been happening in history. But speaking of betting too, bro, my homeboy hit for $11,000 on Ryan Garcia the other night.
That's a hell of a bet, because I ain't gonna lie, if you've watched Ryan Garcia box, forget all the crackhead antics he's had lately. Ryan Garcia can box.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Garcia can fucking box. He's only lost one time, and that's to Tank, who is arguably one of the greatest of his era right now.
So correct, correct.
It's like Ryan Garcia he don't fight scrubs. He fights good guys. So people went into this thinking Devin Haney was going to watch him, which I did too, because I ain't going to lie, I was a little thrown off with he's just been acting like a crackhead lately, bro.
Bro, you think he on that fentanyl?
I think he on. I don't know what the fuck that nigga on, bro.
That nigga be acting like he on fentanyl. Bro, first off, he came to the weigh-in drinking a beer.
Yeah.
It was overweight.
Yeah.
When he came in drinking the beer, I'm thinking like, oh, okay, this nigga must have cooked
good. Made weight. Yeah, he know he made weight.
Like, this nigga good. He about to come in at like 138. Yeah. He good.
Nah. Dog was over 3 pounds chugging a beer. Talking about, let's fucking go.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, oh, this nigga is on crack,
bro. Yeah, bro.
But you know what I really think it is, bro? I think Ryan Garcia don't have the right people around him. I don't think, you know, Oscar De La Hoya used to be on the same kind of party boy shit.
Yeah, that nigga used to be on that goddamn coca.
Yeah, that cocaina.
Yeah.
I think him and Oscar be getting booted up. And goddamn, he don't be making the best choices. Which speaks to, he came in here saying he drank every day before this fight, the whole training camp. He said he went in there and beat the shit out of Devin Haney, knocked him down 3 times, really was 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
And goddamn, bro, imagine how good you could be
if you wasn't like that.
Yeah, like, bro, you championship caliber.
Then after the fight, he's smoking a blunt with his legs crossed.
Yeah.
Like, bro, what's up with you, bro?
Smoking on Haney Pack.
Yeah, what's up with you, dog? Like, just relax, bro. Just relax. Now, some niggas just don't know how good they got it, but somebody like him just got an ass of money, though. Mm-hmm. That's why he liked that. He just got so much money.
Yeah.
Crazy ass fight, though, dog. I did not know Haney was going to go out like that. Even though
I always, man, if you watch Devin Haney, it don't be no pop behind his punches.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He pillow hands Haney.
Yeah.
That's every time I've seen him fight, I've been like, bro, you hit niggas so many times, you should see some type of damage accumulating on their face.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga will fight niggas and I won't see no damage. Like, it'll just be like, all right, he outpointed them. You know what I'm saying? But
bro, Jip told me some real shit, though, and it's the reason why I didn't bet on this fight. He told me that, he made a post about it, and he said, normally when fighters go into a fight overweight, they do it on purpose to have that advantage. He said Ryan Garcia probably didn't give a fuck about no belt. He already got the money. He went in there over the weight because he wanted to knock some shit out.
Yeah. Probably.
And when I sat down and thought about that, I said, oh, yeah, I think I'll, because that fight can go one of two ways. Mm-hmm. Either he going to go in there and knock Buddy out off the fit, or he going to go in there and get his ass knocked out off the fit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, really. So I said, either way, bro, I don't think I'm going to bet on that. Bro, did we talk about the WNBA draft last pod?
I don't think we did, no.
Bro, the WNBA draft happened. Caitlin Clark went first, and it was just this big old thing going around on social media about how much she's getting paid. And I think it was like $78,000 for her first year, and pretty much a little bit over $70,000 for every year. And they start comparing her pay to LeBron James' pay,
which is nuts.
Which, you know, this is LeBron James' player option year. He can opt into his into another year with the Lakers, or he can turn it down and, you know, get a bigger contract. He's looking to get one of those Kobe Bryant contracts. LeBron doesn't have that much time left, so it's reported that he's looking to get about $180 million for 3 years.
Well deserved.
Well deserved, which is about you know, $60 million a year. And I actually had conversations with women and asked them, do they believe that also, that Caitlin Clark should be making that kind of money? And they said maybe not that much money, because LeBron has accomplished a lot, but they said somewhere close.
Well, the thing is, people gotta understand too, this is her rookie contract.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, I mean, if she goes in there and she performs the way she's supposed to perform, and is it's time for that, you know, extension or trade or whatever that comes up with her, and she's earned like that, you know, multi-million dollar contract, then go ahead, give it to her. But it's like, it's the WNBA, it's her rookie contract. You can't be expecting niggas to goddamn get paid $10 million a year.
Rookie contract. It's the same way in the NFL. Like, I don't think people know that Brock Purdy's on his rookie contract. You know what I'm saying? So he's not getting paid a lot of money neither. Yeah. But, bro, comparing her to LeBron is fucking insane. Simply because we say this shit all the time, Big King. Since when did you niggas start watching the WNBA? Bro, when the last time you watched WNBA?
Never, nigga. I don't think I've ever watched a game.
Me neither, dog. I've never watched the finals. I never watched the playoffs. Bro, I don't watch the WNBA, just like most people don't. Stop capping like y'all do.
Do the WNBA games be on the betting apps, though?
Yes.
See, and that's what I think is the uptick in men saying that they watch women's sports.
Is from betting?
I think it's directly related to betting.
Hey, I'm going
to
be honest with you, though. I'm not betting on no goddamn women.
Yeah, first and foremost, it's just hard. I don't know. It's just too hard.
I don't even know what the hell they be doing.
Yeah, I don't know what players do what, who's good at what. I don't know. But I think all these niggas doing being fake feminazis and fake feminists, talking about, oh, bro, the NCAA women's is better than the men's. Niggas, get them niggas the fuck out of here, bro. You just betting.
Stop being a fake feminazi, dog. Especially men, bro. You ain't got to do all that to get no ass, bro.
For real,
because most shit that men do is to get some ass. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to do it, bro. You don't have to tap feminists across your ribs.
That's your dog right there, bro.
Nah, party whack for that shit. I ain't gonna lie. And you niggas is not really feminist, bro. Y'all just like pussy, bro.
Yes, bro.
That's it. Y'all just like pussy. Yeah. Y'all just willing to do some weird shit that I'm not willing to do.
Yeah.
For like, the pussy. Like, I'm not willing to try to brand myself a feminist and wear a pussy hat.
Yeah.
I'm just not willing to do that, because that shit is corny and it's just lame. Bruh, let's go back to when men were really men, bruh. Yes, and women like men for that.
Yes.
Like, what happened to the days where you would tell a woman, hey, you know I got a drill at the house? And she'd be like, ooh, for
I know,
real?
Right? Yeah, I could fix that.
Oh, yeah. Really?
You see her goddamn.
You know I clean pipes for a living.
Yeah, exactly. Shit
you
like
know
that.
What I'm saying?
Shit like that.
Like,
man.
Bro, nowadays niggas be like, girl, I know this good ass brunch spot on Sundays.
Exactly.
And girls be like, really? Let's go.
Or let's go get our nails done together.
Ooh,
shit like that.
Let's get our nails done together. Shit is a.
Bro, it's some bitch ass shit. Nothing wrong with getting your shit cleaned and.
No, bro. Right. I explain this to niggas all the time, because it's going to be niggas that's listening to this that think I'm talking about them, because I got a lot of friends that get their nails done. Mm. Bro, it's not the getting your nails done thing that's gay. You can get your nails done. You can get them cleaned up. You can get them manicured, whatever the hell you want to do. Don't get no colors, though. That color shit is gay. Paint your nails, all that shit, that shit's gay. But it's not that for me. The gay part is the posting on social media with your nails out and the Chinese lady in front of you. Yeah. That shit's gay. Yeah. Bro, just let women have certain things that they do. Just let them have it, bro. Y'all gotta stop doing shit that women do.
But you know
Let's
what?
Be men.
It's crazy though, Slim. A girl I work with told me, "Wow, you have very nice nails. That's very attractive." I said, "Why are you even looking at my nails?" You know what I'm saying? But
girls know some weird shit sometimes.
Yeah, you never. But the thing is like, women. I guarantee women never looked at that until like this generation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, why are you even commenting on my nails? I don't get my nails done. I just clip these bitches. That's it. But goddamn, yeah. Bitches, I guess bitches are attracted to shit like that now. So
nah.
It is what it is, man. Niggas go out, they're gonna go get their nails done to hit some ass.
Back to the WNBA though. Yeah. Some of them bitches was at the draft looking good as fuck though.
Like who?
I like that Angela Reese girl.
You like Angel that. Reese?
Yeah, I do.
She look a little slow to me, bro.
That's why I like her.
Bruh.
That bitch eyes be looking a little crazy. Yeah, like, I be like, hey, you know, oh, bitch, you no, know bitch with the crazy eyes be having that good box, though.
Oh, so no, I'm
like,
bruh. Man,
Shotty got it straight, though. Hey, but then, like, I'm going to be honest with you, too, bro. Like, some of the girls I was seeing, too, I was like, man, I don't know, man. She kind of too tall. But then when I go look and see how tall she is, I'm like, hold up, nah. She that tall.
I don't like tall bitches, though.
I like tall bitches.
I don't like that shit.
I don't really like them like taller than me, but if they is taller than me, I'm still with it.
Nah, if you can give me a run for my money in a good old fashioned tussle, I don't you want ain't nothing to it? Do with you,
bro. Nah, bro, I can fuck with it, bro. Mm-mm. I'm all right with it. It's just
because I don't even want you thinking you could goddamn put your hands on me, bro.
But bro, another thing about Caitlin Clark we were talking about, bro, she's only 6 feet tall.
She is only 6 feet?
She's only 6 feet.
That's weird. I thought she was like 6'3 or some shit.
Nah, bro. She's 6 foot tall, bro. Nah, that's not somebody I was choosing on at the WNBA. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not saying she's an ugly girl. She's not a she's not an ugly girl. Phenomenal basketball player.
Yeah,
she's not somebody would choose on type of shit.
If I was gonna date a white girl, which I am, you gotta have certain white girl qualities. You can't be
like what?
You just
what's a white girl quality?
You can't look like Caitlin Clark.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you. I got you.
That's a little weird. Like, imagine me and Caitlin Clark walking around together. That should be kind of weird.
She got the heels on. She like 6'6".
That's what I'm saying. Like, nah, I'm good.
But that girl, Juju, from South
USC?
Carolina State. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she fine. She had the heels on. She was looking a little tall, but she fine, bro.
She got drafted?
Nah, but I think she got some kind of award, like breakout freshman of the year or some shit. And she put her, you know, she put her shit on. She was looking good. I seen that online. Looking real good, bro. Damn, look how we womanizing the women's.
What you mean?
We supposed to be talking about their skills and shit. We over here like womanizing them and shit.
I'm a classic man. I even tell the girls I work with, I don't have girlfriends because at the end of the day, I'm going to try to hit. That's why I don't. I can't do that with you. You know what I'm saying?
And at least we honest enough front with
like
it.
We can be work friends.
They be thinking niggas is better niggas when they be sneaky about it and try to go around
try
to get the ass.
Shit,
yeah. Like, nah, we just being honest enough front. Like, bro, I'd rather sit down on a Sunday and have a beer and watch a game with my homeboy than go out with you to get the nails done.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, dog.
Eventually, you going to turn around. I'm going to look at that thing. Or you going to bend over and titties going to be hanging out. And I'll be like, God damn, man. Maybe I should.
Yeah.
I can't have that in my head because I already got my family, my situation set up. So I can't be doing that. I can't be enticing myself with stuff like that.
Even if you do that, though, that's just natural men functions, though. Yeah. Like women be like, oh, y'all so perverted. You looked at my cleavage. Like, bro, they're titties. I'm just naturally
out.
Wired
yeah,
to look at some
out.
Titties, bro. And they just sitting there, bro.
Yeah.
And I noticed I was at an event one time, and it was just, I'm not going to call it that. I'm going to call it what the white boys say. It was just real busty.
Busty? Hell ass.
It was just busty, right?
Yeah.
And she had the girls out.
Yeah.
And old head walked up on me. Hey, boy, them things looking all right, ain't they?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, they looking all right. Somebody walked up to me right after that, a guy our age, and he was like, well, I hit that. I ain't going to cap. Yeah. I hit that. And I was like, yeah, you know me too. And it was just, then we start having locker room talk. All the men, all the men in the facility start having locker room talk. Like, hey, Shotty was all right with them girls though, up there on stage, ain't it?
Yeah.
Niggas was like, yeah, man. That's when I noticed. I was like, bro, we just men, bro. We can't help it, dog. Like, because Shawty was a busty.
These niggas nowadays be trying to act like they these higher beings.
Yeah, they just better.
I don't look. What? You can't be friends with a girl? No, nigga, I can't. No.
They make me so sick, dog.
Eventually, I'm going to try to fuck her.
Yeah.
It's just what it is. I don't care.
But they be on the same shit. They just be in a feminine
bag. They
be trying
to lie about it and act like that's not the intention. Like, bro, if you hanging out with a girl that you kind of attracted to, that you, oh, we're just friends or coworkers or whatever the fuck, bro, we know We're one of you.
Yeah.
We fucking know, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and you're not better than me because you think you got more restraint. You don't even have more restraint than me.
Exactly.
Like, you at the brunch with her, squirting the champagne in her mouth.
Yeah.
I'm not even doing that.
Exactly.
I'm just, you know, hey, you know, what you doing Friday night?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just on that type of tip. Yeah. You on some, like, slow rolling it, like, hoping for the day she calls you in a room while she's getting dressed.
Exactly.
Like, just on some weird shit.
Like, one day I know she's going to break up with a boyfriend.
Oh, them the worst. I'm the worst kind of lame ass niggas, bro.
Them niggas what?
Niggas just in the cut.
What did he do? Like, she called. You can't believe, I can't believe what this nigga did. Oh, what did he do? He looking at his homeboy. Fuck this bitch,
yeah,
boy.
I'm going to fuck this bitch.
For real? You know how niggas be?
Bro, another type a nigga that I can't stand is a nigga that be around the girls all the time and listen to the girl talk and can't wait to come back and tell you and try to make you feel bad. Like, oh, well, they said they ain't even really attracted to you because you don't get haircuts. Like, shut your bitch ass up, nigga. I don't care that bitch said that. Yeah. Guess what? She'll still give me some ass. She just said that in front of you because she know you like her.
Yeah.
Because you're the male friend that she's friend zoning, and she knows, like, bro, don't tell me the gossip that you had with the girls, nigga. You a bitch-ass nigga. You hang out with girls. Hey, for all you niggas out there listening, bitch-ass niggas hang out with girls. That's why you're more comfortable with girls.
Sorry to say it, bro.
Because you're a bitch-ass nigga.
Yeah, like,
and you're feminine, and you don't fit in with the guys.
When you get around the guys and shit gets... You don't like people talking about you, jiving on you, and you just want to feel comfortable in your own skin. Motherfucker, we do too. But guess what? Nigga, we men's. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day... You parlay amongst the alphas.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You don't hang out
but
with
the
girl.
But don't get it wrong. If you be with the girl sometimes because you think you a player ass nigga, that's okay. Yeah. But nigga, don't make that shit an everyday thing.
Yeah, don't make it like that's your friend group.
Yeah, when you start like being besties with them and being in the girls group chats and they sending dicks and...
Yeah, that shit too far, bro.
Yeah.
You
want some other shit. Bro, being in a girl group chat, you gay dog. I'm sorry, dog. That's
being
just gay.
In an all-girl group chat as the nigga.
Yeah, that's gay. Because, bro, I can only imagine what they doing there, bro.
And I know niggas is probably listening to this shit saying, well, shit, that's how I be fucking my bitches, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
You a bitch-ass nigga.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But it's like, bro, we got to get... Y'all see how far guy code has slipped.
Yes.
So far, bro.
We just gave up all the etiquette.
Yeah, like, bro, we used to have codes. Like, not backdooring niggas and not doing certain things. And if a girl's in a relationship, let her be kind of shit. Like, now niggas is, like, all out fucking slime balls. You know what I'm saying? Just disgusting ass. And they be acting like they're just the sweetest, nicest person in the world. It's like, no, women have to understand. All men have those same intentions. It's just how they go about getting it.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? And then some guys are genuine. And we'll wait for a woman and we'll do all those things. Of course guys will. But all guys at the end of the day, nigga, we're looking for the same end goal.
And let me tell you another lame-ass game y'all niggas play that hang around girls. You'll be hanging around a girl and, like, I don't know, like a house party or something. Mm-hmm. And there'll be another lame-ass nigga that's just like you. And y'all play this game that I call the late-night waiting game.
Oh, shit.
That shit is so corny, bro.
Hanging out to see who left?
Yes,
that
bro.
Nigga.
Trying to be the last nigga there.
Yeah.
So you can, whatever drunk ass freaky girl is left up, you can go scoop her and try to get some ass from her.
Yeah.
That game is so fucking corny, bro. Because us real niggas, bro, we hate that fucking game.
Yeah.
We hate when we meet a girl somewhere, she invites us somewhere, and we get there, and she wants to be up and playing around all night, and we like, hey, bro.
Man, I was trying to hit the ass, bitch. Yeah,
come on. It's like 3 a.m, shawty. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I'm about to dip, shawty. Like, what you on? But these niggas be single, didn't meet no girl up there, and just at the party, just waiting to see who up at 5 a.m, wait for all the niggas to leave.
Patient as a motherfucker.
Oh, they be having all the patience in the world.
Patient as a motherfucker, boy.
Most niggas like that do have a lot of patience for women, bro. See, I ain't gonna lie, us type of niggas, we ain't really got the patience, bro. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, bro, soon as the conversation about a Zeus show comes up, I'm out.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm out, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm good. Soon as they start talking about, oh, I just met this guy last night and he had good dick, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Because now I'm like, first off, that's disgusting. Why are you talking like that? I be thinking women are better than us.
I know.
I don't think they do shit that we do.
Get it, bro.
So that's nasty. Then second off, I don't want to have to explain to you that there's no such thing as good dick.
Yeah, if he has good dick, first and foremost,
he just liked you.
Talk to your friends about that.
Yeah, in your private. Yeah.
Like, I don't like being out amongst women and they talking like fucking
pirates.
Yes, I just don't like
Like fucking little apes.
Yeah, like.
And like, women don't be understanding shit how we understand it. Like, I just told you, like, a term like good dick. Like, I had to tell a girl that recently, like, you know, like, niggas don't have good dick. It's just a dick. Like, there is a such thing as good coochie, because every coochie is different, even though most coochie is a seven. But every coochie is a seven.
That's a take right there. Most coochie is a seven.
It's true, bro. This nigga Ish from the Joe Budden podcast said that before on an all-female podcast, and they was just like, I wish my husband would tell me my coochie is a seven. He was like, it probably is. And they was just so offended, but it is true. Like, that statement is true. Most coochie is a seven.
Yeah. Just because we're men.
Yeah.
We really don't give a fuck.
But this is the thing. We show out for women that we like.
Yeah.
When we like a woman, most definitely, we go crazy.
Yeah.
So you might get a Carfax from a girl I really liked, and she'd be like, that nigga's some good dick.
Yeah.
But you might get a Carfax from a girl that was a little on the chunky side or something that wasn't my preference.
Yeah.
And she's like, that nigga was bad.
Yeah.
Two strokes and a drawback.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's because I did go in there with those intentions.
Yeah.
Late at night, I really ain't want to be there.
It'd be some
I didn't have my game face.
Exactly. It'd be some bitches that, like, you like her so much, you just want to take your time with her.
Yeah.
And you want to let her know, like,
and you appreciate her.
Yeah, I'm a dicksman. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here to fuck. I'm here to fuck, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm making love, all the shit. Put on the Chris Brown music.
Kiss her in the mouth, yeah, everything.
All that shit. And then it'd be the one you just knocking off. And them usually be the ones that say, oh, that nigga got bad dick.
You know what I'm saying? You hurry up, get it over with. You laying there, like, you like, shit, what you about to do?
Like, bitch, I don't even like looking at you. Like,
yeah, for
to be
real.
Like, come on.
And that's the mind of a man. I'm sorry to tell y'all.
And really, this is what I don't like. Like, nowadays, right, we would be considered like an anti-woman, but we really be putting girls on game. If y'all would really listen.
Yeah,
we've put y'all on so many. Go back to all our pods, bro. Y'all will understand men to another degree that you have never understood, man, if you just listen. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And stop thinking that that's not how it's like. No, some guys do have girlfriends. Yeah, if he gay. You know what I'm saying? Or if he goddamn is a bitch-ass nigga.
Facts.
We've given you the two options. If he got an ass of girlfriends that he hang around all the time, he's either gay or he's a bitch-ass nigga. Understand, this has been men since the dawn of time, since caveman days.
Bro, I had an interesting conversation with a woman at one of the jobs I was doing. And she was basically telling me how she has certain kind of preference when it comes to men and standards that she want. I'm actually going to do a podcast with her tomorrow, but I'm going to do it with Cooks because this shit going to be head ass, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that was interesting about what she told me her preference for men has nothing to do with money. But she also told me this weekend is supposed to be this convention for engineers in Savannah, and she's going to see if she can meet any good men that's an engineer.
Is she not an engineer?
No.
Oh, that bitch is... She's smart. She know how to get her, nigga.
She trying to figure that shit out.
The thing is,
but she said it's not about the money, though.
Man, come on, bro.
Bro, that's Let's what I said, real. Too. I was like, so why are you going to engineering convention?
Us as men, we need to start doing shit like that.
She said it's because engineers are really good with numbers, and she's into numbers, so she feel like she could relate to an engineer. She sells houses, too.
However she wants to put it.
She sells houses.
Who gives it? Who gives a fuck what she talking about? We know why she going out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sells houses, and she said she feel like she can relate to somebody deals with numbers. Shawty, you don't deal with numbers?
She going to find her, nigga. That's what she doing.
Yeah, for sure.
For real.
And she feels like an engineer would be somebody she can connect with.
But that's the thing, too, though, because I've always thought that is good. I got to start doing stuff like that because I've thought about what would happen if I was single, and I'd be like, damn, I wouldn't know where to find a bitch other than at a bar or a club.
That's what she said. She said the reason why she's going to go places like that is because she don't know where to find a man, especially the type of man she wants. And she told me her prior experience with men has been like either she was uninterested in them because lack of conversation, and she's very well spoken, so I didn't talk to her enough to notice how intelligent she is, but she was well spoken or whatever. But then she also said that, like, she'll meet somebody that is interesting and grabs her interest, but she just don't feel like they good looking enough. And that's when the conversation got weird for me. I was like, oh, she's all over the place.
I've also seen studies now where, you know, it was back like this at some point back in the day too, but 90% of the women are attracted to only 10% of men.
90% of women is only attracted to 10% of men.
Like truly attracted, like, oh, that's a fine man. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah.
Not just like, oh, I date him because he takes good care of me and he's nice. And we're talking about, no, like, I want to be with him because he's fine as hell type shit.
Yeah.
That, like, that's like a new thing now, too. I think social media has a lot to do with it.
But I think so, too.
That's a new thing that's out right now. But, I mean, it makes sense.
I also thought that women was getting off of the wave of I want me a 6'6 nigga with a 12-inch dick. But then I seen a girl on, I forgot, it was some like Instagram model that was on DJ Smalls' podcast where, you know, he does the interviews or whatever. I forgot her name, but she was just on there talking about like how she only looks for men with schlongs. Like she don't give a fuck about nothing else. He just got to have a schlong. And I was like, that is a crazy preference.
Which, that's scary.
Yeah. That's all you're looking for? That is crazy, my nigga.
I ain't going to lie, bro. Like, it's hard. I don't know, bro. Girls are crazy to me nowadays. Like, the fantasy is exceeding what reality is handing you.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, like, nowadays, not, like... You could, yeah. There's plenty of men out there with the schlong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's fine. But now you got to check every other box. And it's like, that, like we always say, bro, women's checklists are so long. Men's is this short.
Well, the question is always, how important is sex in a relationship to you? And most people lie about it.
I ain't going to lie. It's becoming, this is me personally. I'm speaking from my point of view. It's important. But it's not as important as you would think it is. You should always have a good sex life with your partner, though, just because that will be the one thing that makes you want to go out there and do some stupid shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's because you like, damn, like me and my girl ain't doing such and such. So now I'm going to go try to seek that elsewhere. So you should always have a healthy sex relationship with your woman, which, you know, I need to work on that personally with my girl, because with life in general, and usually when she has another kid, it takes a couple years before we're back to, like, where it's healthy again and, like, where it's...
Whose fault is that, yours or hers?
It's both, because she becomes, like, when she has a kid, she becomes, like, super mom, and her life is all about the kids. Then me, I'm always working. So it's, like, you're rarely going to see me anyways. So it's, like, whether I'm, like, doing, you know, streaming, or whether I'm at work for real, or whether I'm podcasting or whatever... It's just rare that we're going to have a bunch of time around each other to, like, really bond like that. So, that it's a perfect storm of niggas just not hitting no ass. Like,
like all nigga, that all just that to say nigga ain't hitting no ass.
All that shit lines up for the perfect just nigga not getting no ass, bro.
Are you at the point in your life where, like, y'all also, like, when y'all do want to do some sexual shit, like the kids around type shit? Is you at that point?
Typically, it's got to be when they are not around, yeah. Because it's like, one, I never wanted, because I grew up having nightmares of, like, peeking in on my mom and dad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit is traumatizing,
I had that experience,
bro.
Too, bro. I had that experience, too.
That shit is traumatizing,
too.
Bro. Yeah, I can't see that shit.
This
so
big
I don't,
black
I really
nigga piping
don't,
your mama down.
Yeah, I really don't want him, my son, to grow up with that, like, seeing that.
Yeah.
Even though, like, you know, I'm his biological father, all that other stuff. It's natural. It just happens. It's your mom and your dad. But, like, as a kid, you're like, what are you doing to mom? You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't really be knowing. Get off of her. You running there tugging on the nigga. He goddamn knee-deep in your mama and shit.
Like, I heard y'all last night arguing, and you told her to take that.
Yeah,
that shit crazy,
for
bro.
For real, bro. That's what I'm saying. That shit is traumatized to a little ass boy, bro.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It might be different for girls, but I know for little boys, that shit is traumatizing.
Yeah, I only had one experience, bro, and that was enough for me for the rest of my life. I never went back in that room.
Oh, I was just giving your mama a massage.
Yeah.
No, the fuck you wasn't.
They say
nigga.
A bullshit ass little lie, like, we were just wrestling.
I know, right?
Y'all was wrestling.
What the fuck? Y'all grown as hell. You 45.
Yeah.
What
y'all was wrestling for, my nigga?
Yeah.
What's going on? But yeah, men and women just totally different, bro.
Mm-hmm.
totally different. And then just the whole way we think, bro.
Yeah. We really be trying to put y'all on game, man.
My dog Trey Trey told me I be putting women on too much game, though. Like, I have a conversation with women and keep it a bean. Like, one time I had a conversation with one of his relatives. We was watching a football game, and they were just talking about how fine all the football players was. And one of the players that came on the screen was, like, Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, I got to get me a nigga like that. And I ain't going to lie, bro. I said some shit I probably shouldn't have said.
What was that?
I said, come on, man. Let's be honest. Like, do you think a nigga like Jalen Hurts will fuck with you? Like, bro, because they don't be realistic, bro. I'm like, yeah. Bro, like, come on, bro. Like, this nigga is a multimillionaire. This nigga's on a fucking Super Bowl contending team. And you really think he would just go out his way to fuck with you? And another thing women don't be understanding is that celibacy shit. Bro, that celibacy shit, there's nothing wrong with it. We were just talking about, you know, healthy sex life and all that type of thing. Yeah. But when you decide to be celibate, you have to consider other people.
Yeah.
Don't no man want to be with a woman who's not putting out no ass. Like, 90-day rules, all that shit is stupid as fuck, too. Like, we just don't want to do it. It just don't make sense for us and what we got going on. Like, we'll move on to the next thing because you want to be celibate. And women that have children, y'all really got that shit talking about y'all celibate. Mm-hmm. Explore celibacy another time. You done open up the baby factory, and now you just want to shut it down. That don't even make sense.
Yeah.
You done already had a kid. So this nigga Jody get to have a kid with you, but I can't even have sex.
Yeah.
Come on, man. See, crazy, that was too much game right there, too.
Yeah. And I ain't gonna lie, nigga will play around and sit up there and really waste your time.
Yeah, niggas will play the long game.
They really will.
You can have a 90-day rule. You can have a 1-year rule. A nigga will play the long game, hit you, and get the fuck on. It don't matter
it really
how many
don't.
Days it is.
It really does.
I don't know
and
why.
But no, if you making him wait, he's getting it from somewhere.
Oh, for sure.
You can't, for like, sure. That's the thing. It's like, at the max, like me, I know, like, if I'm dating a girl and I really like a girl, right? I got like a 30-day rule. Like, if you don't give me no pussy before 30 days, because we gonna go on hella dates.
That's a crazy one. That's,
you know,
a crazy
what I'm saying?
One. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Me, I don't like to play that shit because I'm not one of them type niggas, bro.
Yeah.
Because one, if I really like you, I don't want to be fucking on nobody else.
Yeah,
I'm going to be fucking with you if I really like you. Now, you can just be like one of the girls on the roster or whatever the hell if I don't really give a fuck about you. But if I really care about you, bro, and you ain't gave me no pussy before that 30-day mark and we done been on about 5, 6, 7 dates, like, bro, I'm going to be like, all right, man. Like, I might keep you around, but you're going to find some shit in my phone. For real, you're going to find some shit, bro. Because I'm not finna sit up here and just, like, have desert dick and I'm like, you know, I got,
because you exploring some shit.
That's what I'm saying.
You exploring, like, some shit with your mental.
Yeah,
that ain't, like, got nothing to do with me. Yeah. And I don't even understand what the hell you're going through mentally because you're not even explaining it to me.
Yeah. And some guys, it don't, girls think that, like, mate, it's a turnoff for some guys. Some guys it is. But some guys will be like, damn, like, all right, goddamn, we've been on 3 dates and she let me hit the ass. Like, I really like her. They'll stick around.
I think I could be with a woman that I fuck on the first night. I'm mature enough for that shit.
Yeah, that.
Like, I really don't care if we fuck the first night or the 30th.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Let's just go ahead and, like, start building the sexual
but
chemistry.
What about the 60th?
I'm not waiting that long.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I'm going to keep it a bean with you. Like, I'm not even wasting my time. I'm a grown ass man.
Yeah.
Like, bro, honestly, if you're going through some shit in your life where you got these weird ass rules, I typically don't want to deal with you. That's too much crazy ass rules. Like, come to me healed.
Mm-hmm.
Please just come to me healed. Like, I don't have time for nothing you going through mentally and what buddy did last to you. And definitely don't come to me with an ex that passed away. I definitely ain't got time for that shit.
Boy, this is fine bitch on my Twitter who goddamn got baby daddy passed away, and that bitch so motherfucking fine.
Do she be on there bitten about it?
Yes, all the time. And I'd be like, damn, man.
The worst kind is the one that had, like, a gangbanger boyfriend that passed away. It's like, hey, bro.
Oh, yeah. You can't feel them shoes. You can't feel, like, Tupac shoes. I don't think you get what I'm talking about.
I'm just about to get drunk every day and not do shit and just bother people. Hey, bro, one more thing before we get off too, bro, that I forgot to mention about when I was talking about the Caitlin Clark and the pay thing, because I think I got off subject a little bit. Women always are talking about pay gaps. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say it, bro. It is not 1940 no more. Mm-hmm. Women are making good money out here. The only reason why statistically it looks like men make so much more money than women is because men work different kind of jobs than women do. I'm not even going to call them harder, because I hate getting into a debate with women about, is it harder doing physical labor or mental labor? I hate getting into those kind of debates because, bro, don't get me wrong, I know that when I sit down and have to use my brain a lot, it is draining. But my nigga, them niggas in the facto lifting up tires from bed to bed, mm-hmm. that shit is next level.
Yeah.
But that's why the pay is how it is. So basically, if you go to a trash, what's it called? Fucking.
A dump.
Yeah, a dump, right? You go to a dump. Typically, the drivers there are mostly men. Mm-hmm. Like, I actually worked at one before, and it was 39 men, one woman. That's the kind of jobs men do. If you look on the side of the road, the people doing all kind of road renovations and all that type of shit, all men. You might see a woman with some long-ass dreads and some muscles every once in a while. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's how the pay is set up. And the reason why the WNBA doesn't make as much as the NBA is because if you look at the money that they bring in versus the money that the NBA brings in. I want to say I looked up the stats, and I want to say the NBA had brung in like $100-something billion dollars, and the WNBA had brung in like $160 million. Mm-hmm. But I also learned that people don't know how much $1 billion is. So when they hear those type of numbers, they don't really get it. Like, I remember my homeboy was like, yeah, bro, I think the lotto was at a billion and some change. He was like, yeah, bro, if I hit the lotto, I would give all y'all niggas like $10,000 a piece. I said, $10,000?
Yeah.
I said, hey, bro, I don't think you know how much $1 billion is. Yeah. You're thinking a million.
Yeah.
Like, no, nigga, $1 billion is $1 million. Times 1,000.
Yeah. So 999 million plus one.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fucking money.
$1 billion times 1,000 is $1 billion. Yeah. Nigga, you could give us each a million.
Yeah. And still have
a lot of money, nigga. Yeah. You can give us each a million and still have a lot of money, bro. Mm. But yeah, so that's the difference in the pay. And that's why it is how it is. And I don't know if y'all know too, NBA players fund some of the WNBA players' mm-hmm. contracts.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
I think a lot of the time women don't understand that, like, these certain industries have a value because other men invested in that.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to understand, like, when you talk about the NBA got as big as it did because men are obsessed with fucking sports.
Yes.
Just with any other sport, like baseball or anything, soccer. Yeah, there are women that are, you know, I like it, but for the most part, that is an industry funded and fueled by men, and men have invested a lot of money into it to make it as big as it has gotten.
Correct.
Women are not so interested in sport. That's why you see a lot of the time their industry in sport is a lot smaller, because there's a certain outlier group of women who are actually interested in sports.
But you know what women are interested in?
What?
Instagram hoes.
Exactly.
And them bitches be paid, nigga.
Making hella money.
See what I'm saying? Do y'all get it now? Them bitches be paid.
But it's even geared so towards, if you look at who gets paid more, I don't know, or what fields are dominated by women, like nursing.
Right? Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Like, women they're just more drawn towards those kinds of fields. Or even
because they're more passionate about it.
Yeah, even psychiatrists is a woman-dominated field where women make a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, those are things that they're interested in just because of our genetic makeup, our biology, we're attracted towards certain things. You know what I'm saying? So certain industries are going to boom simply because, or boom for certain sexes because of that's what that sex is more drawn to.
Correct.
It's just what it is. So sport is one thing that men have always, since we were this high, we've always participated in and been obsessed with. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't care how old I get, I'm always going to be obsessed with who's the best basketball player in the league, who are the best football players, even best baseball players and best fighters and all that other stuff. These are just male dominated because that's just, we come up obsessed with these things and have created whole industries around them.
You know, and women are going to always be obsessed with the beauty standards.
Yeah,
and
all that.
Who's the most popping model and who's the biggest influencer.
Yeah.
Which is, I ain't gonna lie, that influencer shit be crazy too. Bro, can we please end the influencers?
I still don't get it.
I be watching, bro, lately I've been watching some of them niggas on YouTube, and I just don't get them niggas.
I still don't get influencing. I don't get it.
Bro, can you imagine? So this is one nigga I watched on there. His name is King. He a big, swole, dark-skinned nigga. Big, tall, swole, dark-skinned nigga. Bro, he don't do shit every vlog, but work out, get his hair done, walk around the mall and go on little weird dates with other girls that he's in, like, that's like he's platonic friends with, and just talk to girls the whole time and try to get them. He just started a woman's workout clothing brand, and he tries to get the the women to model his clothes, and he actually be doing shoots modeling the clothes, and he just started selling them. And I just be looking at him. He calls himself an influencer. I just be looking at him and being like, Would I be happy just waking up every day just being a fine nigga? A fine nigga selling women clothing and talking to women?
If you're making millions off it, why not?
He ain't making millions, but he probably making some decent money. He from New York, but he just moved to Houston. I couldn't live. I don't know. I don't know if I could live my life.
I don't
life
know if
like
I
that.
Feel my, like my life's fulfilled.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just being an influencer. I don't know. Like being a YouTuber, I definitely could do because of the creative side.
Yeah, you could do whatever you want.
Not just like, I couldn't see myself being a YouTuber and just being in front of the camera.
Yeah. Or just being,
I like to work behind the camera.
Being like, damn, I'm stuck in the fine nigga lane.
Yeah.
So now I can't do, like, I want to make video game content.
Yeah.
But I'm the fine nigga. Like, I got to do fine nigga shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's just like the girls who be doing all that shit, like, who get big for TikTok dances and shit. And then they, you know, don't nobody want to see your ass dancing? Like, or
speaking of that, it's something.
Something different, I mean?
We about to end, but I just want to speak of this for 2 minutes. I might make a clip of this and put this on, like, Instagram or something. Speaking of influencers, my nigga Cassinette, bro. The young lady that exposed him.
That was weird.
That shit was super weird. Did I talk about that last part? I hope I didn't.
I don't think we did.
But bro, that shit was weird. I didn't understand why she was exposing him.
He said it was all a lie. So I don't know.
Bro, even if he is out here paying for cheeks, I don't give a fuck.
Nobody cares.
why would we care?
We know all these young niggas be doing it.
Yeah, and Kai ain't really got that much time.
Yeah. To be honest, if Kai did it, which I think Kai, I would never put it past Kai. Because, you know, I'm a big fan of, like, the streaming thing.
Yeah.
But, like, I would never put it past Kai to pay a girl 5 racks to hit some ass or some shit.
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah. Simple.
Why wouldn't he? Yeah. Like, we wasn't running around here thinking Kai was celibate.
Nah. What and the he fuck? Probably so busy in his life. Like, when you got time to develop a relationship with a girl.
And you scared to develop one because how much money you make.
Exactly.
And who you are.
So who knows? He probably might. Who knows? He said he didn't. So I got to go with whatever he say, I guess. But, nigga, if I was as big as Kai, nigga, I'd pay for ass, too. Fuck it.
Yeah, that was just a weird exposing moment. That
then
I
it's like,
understand.
You look even dirtier, bitch.
Yeah, like you a prostitute?
Yeah. You an escort?
It's kind of like the girl that busts out and be like, that's why I be eating his ass.
Yeah.
And we all be like, you be eating ass? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Like she be thinking we gonna be like, bro, you be getting your ass ate? Nah. You be eating ass?
Yeah, you a dirty bitch.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Like, that was a weird way to expose somebody. Yeah. You gotta think of a better way. But yeah, man, that's all we got for this week, man. Appreciate y'all for listening as always. And I might got another episode dropping this week. We're gonna see how tomorrow goes, but definitely be back next week. And we out, dog.
Yeah.